Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where it's almost a normal day when people are accusing President Trump of violating the Constitution by arrogating too much power to himself. There's actually a fairly lonely law professor named John Yoo, who's been a frequent guest on this show. He's a guy whose work I respect a lot. He was part of the team in the Bush administration. He says what Trump is doing is historic. He's actually trying to defend the prerogatives of any future president. We will talk to John Yoo and why he has gotten such a furious and angry response. I mean, for instance, The Guardian has the following headline: Trump consults Bush torture lawyer on how to skirt law and rule by decree. Is that really what he's working on? We'll be speaking to John Yoo about that. And there's also a... I was mentioning right at the end of the first hour that right now all of the polling, and there's poll after poll after poll after poll, there's yet another summary in Wall Street Journal about how far behind President Trump is. The last time anyone was this far behind at this stage of the campaign was Bob Dole, and Bob Dole lost by 8 points in the popular vote. Trump is further behind slightly than Bob Dole, but he was in that range. The only time in the history of polling when a presidential candidate has been able to actually win while being this far behind is 1988. That was when Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush was running against Michael Dukakis. And Dukakis at one point was 17 points ahead. 17 points. And Bush ended up winning by about 8 points. He won in a landslide. So how did he do it? And can Trump do the same thing? Bush was not an incumbent. And that makes it more tricky. We will get to all of that. There's actually Michael Moore, who basically was on with Joy Reid. And the portly provocateur, as he has been known, that's the way they used to refer to him on the New York Post. But Michael Moore was one of the few people on the left who predicted that Donald Trump would win in 2016. And right now, with Joy Reid on MSNBC, he said, don't underestimate Donald J. Trump. Listen.
I want to caution everyone, do not underestimate the evil genius that is Donald J. Trump. There are many examples throughout history, whether it's Henry V facing the French on St. Crispin's Day. They outnumbered him 4-1, and he was supposed to lose, and he didn't. We've been fooled by polls before. These are national polls. Now, you just cited three state polls, and yeah. But there's a lot of time still between now and November. Listen, Trump has got a number of tricks up his sleeve to suppress the vote, to try and postpone the election, blaming the coronavirus, to any of a number of things where he will try to weasel his way out of this.
Okay, he has this advice, actually, which I'm not sure President Trump is going to take to heart, but the advice for President Trump from Michael Moore. Listen. Actually, because it's probably a little bit more likely that Joe Biden would listen to Michael Moore than it is for Donald Trump.
Joe Biden, I think, honestly, if I were advising him, I would tell him just to start running the country right now. Just act as if you are the president. Now, that means nobody can, you know, assume the election's over. Everybody's got to show up to vote and bring 10 people with them. But right now, every morning, we could have a morning meeting with Joe Biden from the base. The basement's fine. Nobody should ridicule the basement. We want him safe. He's doing the smart thing. And have the morning meeting with America. Tell us, what are we going to do today to save this country? And then at night, sit by the fireside and do what he does best, because that really is, when you see that emotional, caring part of him in the just a couple of few times I've met him, that's the real deal. That right. is, you're seeing the real deal there.
Yeah.
So but I think that it would be inspiring. And why wait till January 20th? We need to hit the ground running. We can't even lose these 5 or 6 months that we have right
yeah.
now. So if he started running and started saying, you know, like they have in parliamentary systems, there's a shadow government where the opposition party
right.
has a shadow attorney yeah. general. If he started doing this and saying, this is what I would do.
Okay, the whole idea of Joe Biden is basically more of the same. But one of the problems that he runs into is that part of his coalition, and a very crucial part of his coalition, including, frankly, most of his potential running mates, has already signed on to a radical proposal that polling shows is just very widely rejected by the American public, which is slavery reparations. And the Wall Street Journal has a big story about people believe that this is the moment for slavery reparations. And Joe Biden has actually endorsed a bill introduced by Sheila Jackson Lee. It's a bill that was first introduced in 1989 by the late John Conyers. And Congressman Conyers has introduced the bill again and again and again and again. And it's basically a bill to start a commission, which, of course, we need a new federal commission, like we need a hole in the head. But we need a new federal commission to study the appropriate apology for slavery and the appropriate means of reparations. And, of course, a lot of people, like Robert E. Johnson, say the reparations, to be meaningful, must actually address the balance, redress the balance between white and black people, because all of that is due to slavery. Then there's a question about, okay, are you going to limit it to people who can prove by DNA they are the descendants of slaves? What's interesting to me is there was a study that was just released, and it's a major study about slavery and DNA. And in the Wall Street Journal, there's a piece by Amy Doxer Marcus based on this scientific study that was published at the end of last week in the American Journal of Human Genetics. And what they found is, of course, as people have known for a very long time, that the majority of American people who identify as black actually have mixed racial background. It's true. And is that a consequence of slavery and some of the brutality and the rape that occurred during slavery? Sure. And also, it's a product of lots and lots of history here in this country. Now, they say in this study, that is the largest study they've ever done like this, it looked at 30,000 people's DNA. The transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced migration of people in history, involving more than 12 million people over hundreds of years. That, by the way, is exactly the same figure that historians agree upon and that I use in my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. One of the big lies is that America bears unique guilt for slavery. Why not? Because what they show in this study is that the percentage of people from Africa who were taken across the ocean, whoever disembarked in mainland North America, in other words, the U.S. and Canada, 3% to 5%, 95% minimum went elsewhere. We're going to go to Professor John Yoo, the author of the new book, Defender in Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. That coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Commander-in-chief is, but who is the defender-in-chief? Defender of what? Well, not just of the United States and our safety, but defender of the Constitution. So says John Yoo, who has been a frequent guest on this show, I'm proud to say. He is a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, of all places. He is also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, and he served as an official in the U.S. Justice Department during the George W. Bush administration. Professor Yu, first of all, if you can make clear, you do not believe that the presidency under your old boss or the presidency under Barack Obama suffered from a lack of power, do you?
No, although I think that they were constantly pressed by Congress and the judiciary. By the way, it's great to be with you again. Michael, you've got me going on the questions. So,
good, that's what I want.
But my main point is that the Constitution expects and even gives presidents the incentive to keep fighting, to expand their powers, to fight with Congress, and that actually the constitutional system will fail if presidents sit back, shrink away, defer to Congress or the courts too much. That the framers wanted that constant fighting against and between the different branches because that's the way they thought we would protect individual liberty.
Okay, let me go back to what I think is the first constitutional matter you mention in your book. And the book is posted on our website, by the way. It's called Defender in Chief. And John Yu is the author. And it's formally released tomorrow. So this is July 28, 2020. So we're glad to have you on early. Early in the book, you mention the fact that the whole world knows President Trump lost the popular vote by nearly 3 million votes, and he was elected by the Electoral College. A lot of people are saying that if Trump is going to win this thing, it'll be a similar situation. Do you think that that would pose a real challenge to the legitimacy of the Constitution? Should something be done about that? If you have three, and this would be the third election in this century, this young century, where the guy who lost the popular vote won the presidency, should we do something to fix that somehow?
I don't think so. Maybe this part of the book previewed, although it was written before, previewed the Black Lives Matter movement in the sense that critics of the Electoral College claim it's racist, claim it was done to defend slavery, to give an advantage to slave-owning states. And I go through the history and say I don't really see any sign of it. And even if it were there, that effect of it was wiped out by the Civil War and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Instead, what I say, the Electoral College, what it was an expression of the founders' suspicion of direct democracy. They didn't want two things. They didn't want the president to be selected by Congress because that would just make the president dependent and subordinate to the legislature, which is one thing they didn't want. But they also didn't want the president to be selected by a national majority in a direct vote because they were also afraid of demagogues. And so they thought the Electoral College, right, the primary way you win is by getting a majority of the votes of the country, but it leavens it by giving every state two more votes. And so in very close elections, it does give an advantage to states, especially small states. What's the consequence of that? That means that a president to win has to assemble a coalition of states, big states, small states, and from different regions. If you got rid of the Electoral College, what do you think would happen? I think you would have presidents only campaigning in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, just five or six cities. I don't know if that would be the kind of country that the founders wanted us to live in.
What if we did not change the Constitution? And by the way, I agree with you. I think a constitutional change would be utterly impossible because you need three-quarters of the state legislatures to alter the Constitution. And at least one-quarter of the states, the smaller states, will say, heck no, we're not getting rid of the Electoral College. What if individual states... Yeah, I mean, you'd never see it. No Vermont, no Wyoming, no Montana. Okay, so let's take the Electoral College as a given in the Constitution. You can still change by statute law the system by which we distribute electors to the Maine-Nebraska system, where the person who carries the state gets two votes automatically, electoral votes, but then the other electoral votes in the state get distributed by congressional district. Wouldn't that be something of an assurance that you would more closely reflect the popular will?
That's an excellent point, because one thing to make clear is the Constitution gives to the state legislatures the choice of how to pick the electors, and it's the states themselves that say it's a winner-take-all. You know, you win 51% of California, and you get all 53 or 45, however many electoral votes it is. States don't have to do that. As you say, states could divide their electoral votes in proportion to the vote in their states. They could even, and some people want them to do this, they could even say, we don't care what the popular vote is in our country. We will give all our electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote nationwide. But states are actually jealous of their prerogatives. As you pointed out, why would any small state vote to change the electoral college system? Why would they dilute their power? They would dilute their importance if they split up their votes. So the winner-take-all system sort of reinforces the federal-state balance of power that the electoral college itself expresses.
Okay, one of the things that hit me very hard today is there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and this is something where I think President Trump has come out pretty clearly. It's something we can't afford. Right now we're trying to figure out if we can change the amount of extra unemployment. We're talking about massive reparations paid over a period of many years to people of color. How do you think that would play out politically and constitutionally, Professor Yu?
Well, constitutionally, I don't think there's any requirement of it. I think we did fight a civil war where 600,000 died, the greatest loss of life in any American war. I think last time I saw, the casualties of all American wars added together come close but don't exceed the Civil War. And we had the Reconstruction Amendments, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, which made clear the equal rights and civil liberties of everyone in the country, especially.
Wouldn't there be a 14th Amendment problem? Don't you think a 14th Amendment problem giving people extra money based on skin color?
Yeah, that's my point, is that the 14th Amendment talks about the remedies you give, but you have to trace it back to some kind of state violation of civil rights. And I think it's going to be hard to claim, as you say, that people should be given money now based on their race because they can trace back 140 years that there was some harm done to them. Also, you're taking money away from other people, many of whom did nothing wrong, who, again, are 140 years removed from the Civil War.
And who have people whose ancestors didn't even live here at that point. The book is called Defender in Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. The author, Professor John Yu, congratulations on the book. We'll be right back with more on reparations.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Late Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Lewis.
John paid the price to help bend it. He paid that price at every Nashville lunch counter where his leadership made segregation impossible to ignore. He paid it in every jail cell where he waited out hatred and oppression. He paid that price in harassment and beatings from a bus station in South Carolina to the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the FDA's progression in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. The vice president speaking in Miami on Monday. President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, also speaking about the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I wish I could be more optimistic about the current negotiations that are going on among Republicans and between Republicans and Democrats about this latest coronavirus pandemic relief measure there, where basically everybody has agreed it's going to be at least another $1 trillion, which is crazy, that it's going to include some level of continued supplements to unemployment benefits. In other words, these are supplements from the federal government or that have been going on at the tune of $600 per week, $2,400 per month, for people who are already getting state unemployment benefits. And apparently the Republicans want to reduce the weekly unemployment benefit to $200 a week. And that's, again, that's the federal supplement, because usually in most places there are more unemployment benefits that you get from the state level. The Democrats want to continue it at $600 a week. The Republicans want to lower it to $200. There is now talk that they may compromise at $300 a week. But with all of that, There are two additional stories that really do need some attention. And this is madness. Congressional leaders are at odds whether to continue to suspend monthly payments for tens of millions of Americans with student debt as they pursue talks for the next pandemic relief package. At the end of March, the federal government stopped collecting payments for most of the 43 million Americans with federal student loans. 43 million Americans who have current federal student loans? Is that amazing? Now, this is mostly, of course, people who are out of school now, but they're paying off the loans that they took. The bill also suspended interest from accruing. The benefit was part of the more than $2 trillion pandemic relief package. It expires on September 30th. So on September 30th, unless they do something this week, it looks like folks are going to have to start repaying their student loans. And again, resume repaying their student loans. Congressional Democrats who control the House but not the Senate want to extend the moratorium for at least another year for all borrowers. A House bill approved earlier this year would also reduce many borrowers' balances by $10,000 at taxpayer expense. Why? And see, because of this 43 million people, I don't know the exact percentage, but I know it's significant. I know it's more than a fourth. Are people who never graduated from college or university. They took out student loans, but then they borrowed money, but they never made it pay off. And this is crazy, but it's not as crazy as the reparations scheme. There's a quote which I find just astonishing. It's from Ron Busby Sr., who was president of the U.S. Black Chambers Incorporated. It's a black business advocacy group. And he says, if you can write a $2 trillion check to small businesses suffering from a pandemic, you can damn sure have a conversation about reparations. Okay, this idea of reparations is not going away. There was a new poll that shows that 82%, that's right, 82% of black respondents think that paying reparations for slavery is a good idea. They like it. Does that make sense in terms of self-interest? Yes, I'm sure some of it, though, has to do with the desire for justice, et cetera, et cetera. What percentage of white respondents who remain the majority in this country don't like the idea of reparations, say we're opposed to it? Well, it's 82% of black respondents are in favor, 18% of white respondents. Okay, overwhelmingly nationwide, this is according to a Washington Post ABC News poll, nationwide, 63% of those questioned say they opposed payments as compensation for slavery. And the piece in Wall Street Journal by Jacob Schlesinger says, weeks of racial justice protests are pushing the concept of reparations for black Americans from the political margins toward the center of the national debate, with policymakers from Capitol Hill to city halls weighing compensation plans for slavery and longtime discrimination. In Washington, House leaders say they expect to pass this year, for the first time, a three-decade-old proposal creating a federal commission to craft an official government apology and remedy plan. By the way, we've had several official government apologies. We had one under the Bush administration. We had one under the Clinton administration. But this would be a bigger apology with money behind it. The legislation faces opposition from Republicans who control the Senate. President Trump last year told a reporter, I don't see it happening. The measure is unlikely to become law this year. A Democratic sweep in November elections, however, could pave the way for enactment. It's amazing. The California Assembly has already passed a bill, now before the state Senate, creating its own version of reparations study commission. That's for the state of California. The city council of mostly white Asheville, North Carolina, this month voted to apologize for slavery and offer funding to help black homeowners and businesses following a similar measure last year in Evanston, Illinois. The American Civil Liberties Union, long silent on the issue, has made it a top legislative priority. And Joe Biden has said he supports the legislation by Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston to set up this commission. And when you talk about the amounts of money involved, Robert Johnson, the CEO of Black Entertainment Television, has called for $14 trillion. Now, it wouldn't be $14 trillion paid all at once. It would be paid over 12 years. So you can figure adding to the deficit for $1.5 trillion with interest a year that for 10 years. And the reason he's come up with that is he's figured that to give 40 million black Americans direct payments of $350,000 spread out over a decade, he figures that $350,000 per individual. So, say for a family of four, you're talking about $1.3 million, that would close the gap with white people if it were paid out over a period of time. I think that the idea of paying people based on genetics, based on skin color, based on your ancestors is appalling. And it's un-American, and it will never fly, and nothing could divide the country or more surely lose this election for Joe Biden and other Democrats than them continuing to push on the reparations issue. It's completely beyond the pale. Now, they have a historical background they provide in the Wall Street Journal. They say the modern reparations movement emerged in the 1980s as Congress approved an apology and compensation plan for Japanese Americans interned during World War II. The year after President Reagan signed that measure in 1988, Michigan Democratic Representative John Conyers introduced legislation seeking similar redress for black Americans. But see, the people who got the compensation who were Japanese American had actually been interned. I believe the children of internees could also get it. They had lost money. They had had their property confiscated, and they had lost years of their lives. And the amount of money that was provided for these internees or children was about $20,000 each. It wasn't $350,000. Well, you could say slavery was a worse crime. It was. Much worse. But would this actually help our country? If you think so, give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the realities, harsh realities of the moment, is that people look at the country. And there are very few people who say, boy, isn't it just great? Things just going along so beautifully in America, everything moving ahead and positive and optimistic and whoopee. We're living in a golden age right now of leadership and cooperation and understanding. Well, market was up today, 114 points. 115 points on the Dow, and that's a good news, I guess. But do you know how many people think the country's headed in the wrong direction? Jeremy, did you see this? It's the highest by far since Trump took office. 80%. We're at 80%. You can't get Americans to agree on 80% on anything. And 80% of Americans think that we're headed the wrong way. What percentage of folks think the national economy is good? 38%. Back in January, before we started closing things down and the coronavirus began to hit tragically all across the country, we were at 67% who thought the economy was pretty good. Now 38%? So why do I bring this up? I bring this up because that is reflected in the fact that Joe Biden has this forbidding lead in the national popular vote. He has it in swing states. He has it across the board. It's not because Joe Biden is a burning pyre of charisma. It's not because Joe Biden has all the answers or people agree with him about dealing with climate change or they agree with him about dealing with medical care. Even though he's not quite as radical as AOC or Bernie Sanders, I mean, he's talking about some pretty liberal legislation and reordering of national priorities and things of that nature. That's not what is bringing him his lead. What's bringing him his lead is people, hey, what we're going through right now. And I don't just mean the economic hardship, and I just don't mean the illness. I mean this racial confrontation is every day, bang, 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 bang. Now, if this issue of reparations continues to engage the energy of Democrats, I think people will vote against them. I do, and not because they're racist, but just because, for goodness sake, can we acknowledge the need to actually work together as Americans rather than trying to get the 85% of non-black Americans to dip deep, 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 deep into our personal finances to pay big, big money to the 15% of Americans who are black. And by the way, it wouldn't even be all that 15%. It would be fewer. Because Robert Johnson and other reparationists all acknowledge that you'd have to show some kind of DNA proof. But isn't that sickening? Isn't that anti-American? That you get a special benefit if you can prove your ancestry? And how much, what percentage of your ancestry would need to be from slaves? If you are 1/16th of slave blood, would that qualify you for this $350,000 that Mr. Johnson wants? Now, of course, no one, it's not even possible it'll be anywhere near that amount of money. But however much money it is, the idea of paying people a bonus based upon their skin color and their ancestry is wildly unfair. I think it could be decreed as unconstitutional because the 14th Amendment guarantees equal protection of the laws regardless of race. So if you're asking for 85% of Americans, including, by the way, Asians and Latinos and presumably Native Americans, to dig deep, to pay out to people of African ancestry, people who have slave ancestry, this is deeply problematic. Some supporters believe reparations should include federal checks to individuals. Mr. Johnson believes that compensation should be limited to those who can trace their lineage to slaves. Duke University economist William A. Darity, a leading reparations scholar, agrees. He says slavery descendants have the strongest claim to compensation due to the government's broken promise to compensate freed slaves at the end of the Civil War. There was no broken promise. There was a general order that was given by General Sherman to the slaves who were specifically freed in his advance through Georgia and then South Carolina and then North Carolina. And there was talk of 40 acres and a mule. But again, was this a promise that was given to people if you fight for the Union? No. The promise was freedom. And freedom was delivered. Mr. Darity says the fact that the congressional legislation doesn't commit to limiting reparations to slavery descendants, among other reasons, has prompted him to oppose the measure in its current form. That position conflicts with leading advocates like the National African American Reparations Commission, an organization launched in 2015 that has worked closely with lawmakers to help shape the bill. Let me go quickly to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the MedVed Show.
Well, good afternoon, Michael. I just wanted to point out to some people here that it wasn't America and or white people that were enslaving people. It was the Democrat Party. So I would assume that if the Democrat Party would like to start taking some money out of the DNC, I'm all for reparations. I'm all for it. But no way, no way are you going to tax my family, my friends. We didn't get here from Norway till the 40s. No way I'm getting dragged into this. You want to hold the responsible people responsible for this? This is fine. Just like the Japanese. That wasn't done by Republicans. That, once again, done by the Democrat Party. When will they start paying for what they've done?
Okay, just in fairness, the Japanese internment, it was actually the Attorney General of California who initiated it. His name was Earl Warren. He was a progressive Republican who later went on to become governor of California and Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Look, I understand what you're saying about your ancestors didn't come to this country until the 1940s. And, of course, this all goes to this entire theory of white privilege and that wildly best-selling book that, by the way, has earned its author several million dollars, White Fragility. I'd love to have Robin DiAngelo on. But claiming that anyone who is white has benefited unfairly because you are white. And I think that counts you, Ron. It also counts Noam Chomsky, who says that Trump not only could see the end of his administration, but if Trump is reelected, the human species may be in trouble. Listen to what the retired MIT professor has to say. Listen.
We're dealing with a figure who's out of the political spectrum for functioning democracies. And he has a political party behind him, which by now has just turned into cowardly sycophants. They're terrified to cross his imperial majesty. He's got a popular base of heavily armed, angry, white supremacist militias. There's no telling what he would do. I think the country is, by November, maybe a different country and a different world given U.S. power. But that's kind of the immediate issue. The reason why this is the most important election in history has nothing to do with this. Four more years of Trump's climate policies and nuclear policies might simply doom the human species, literally.
Vote for doom! That's Noam Chomsky, one of the most respected intellectual leaders of the American left. Now, he's getting up there in age, so he probably won't be held. I'm calling this. I think that the human species is going to survive the next 4 years. They'll survive if Trump is reelected. We'll survive if Biden is elected. We'll survive. And this entire talk about apocalypse does not contribute to solving any of the real problems that we face, even as the greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.